Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 101 podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aira.
Well, today, when we're recording this episode, it's November 3rd. And it's almost Thanksgiving in America. But in Canada, I believe Thanksgiving is in October?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's a little different,
yeah, I
different,
barely
right?
remember it, but yeah.
Yeah. But in the States, we have this thing called Thanksgiving break. So we have like a week off. It's kind of like a fall break.
Mm-hmm.
And in Canada, you guys have fall break, right? For a week?
Yeah, for like the college students, we have fall break. But I'm not sure about like adults. I don't think they have fall break. I mean, in States, they have Thanksgiving like holidays. And
do they?
Yeah.
Like I know about college students and we have like Thanksgiving break, but I don't know about like normal people.
Wait, isn't it like national holiday? No.
Is it? I have no idea. Thanksgiving break. I think it's for I think it's only for students.
Hmm.
I don't know. I might be wrong. I think it's for college students.
Wait, so every like Thanksgiving all week, they celebrate like Thanksgiving on like weekend, not in like middle of the week. Should we research?
maybe we should.
Yeah.
That's what he's on this.
It was so confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was in Oregon, like for the studying of our new high school, like we did celebrate Thanksgiving with like a whole family, like coming from another states and another area in Oregon. So I thought it's a national holiday for like Americans.
I don't think it's a national holiday. I think it's just like the last week of November or something is like Thanksgiving or something like that. So students usually get like a week off of school. So we don't have a break called fall break, but we instead have Thanksgiving break. But in Canada, you guys have fall break
because
Thanksgiving is in October, right?
October, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because I didn't know that like you guys celebrated in October until last year when I was scrolling through like TikTok and people were celebrating in October and I was confused and I was like, what's going on? And then I went into the comments and I discovered that they're Canadians and I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know Canadians celebrated in October. So in the United States, it says, a quick Google search says, in the United States, Thanksgiving Day is celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November. So I guess that's when they do it? All the food and everything?
Well, it's Thursday, not like Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know, maybe families, it depends on the families. Maybe like, you know, it's some families, it's easier for them to like gather around on the weekends. So they'll do it on the weekends.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it depends, but yeah. But anyway. Anyway, so we have this thing in the States called Thanksgiving break. You guys have fall break. So we thought we will like talk about what we did during those breaks and whatnot when we were studying abroad. Oh, for you, it's like both in high school when you're in Oregon and also in Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So are there any like memorable moments, memories?
So, I mean, when I was in Oregon and I did celebrate Thanksgiving with my host family and all I did is, of course, it ate turkey and that's it. Turkey and what else?
Stuffing.
Is there any? Yeah.
Like some people make casseroles. What else? Mashed potatoes with gravy.
Oh, yeah.
And those, not raspberry.
Cranberry.
Cranberry, yes. Cranberry jam. And what else?
I mean, there's nothing to do other than eating in Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, that's what Thanksgiving is.
Yeah, it's
not really
like Oshogatsu for Japanese, like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just gathering with family and just celebrating the holiday and, like, giving thanks.
Giving thanks, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Thanksgiving is.
Yeah, we don't do, like, Secret Santa or, like...
No.
There's nothing, like, I don't know, like, there's nothing other than eating, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did like this Thanksgiving like parties at my host family's house, mm-hmm. and there are like people gathering from like other states or like other area in Oregon, and mm-hmm. so I have to like cook something for the family too, and I mean like they didn't like ask me to cook something, mm-hmm. but like I kind of want to help them, like. But there's so much stuff that they have to like prepare for it. And my host grandmother told me to prepare this snack, which you fill peanut butter in celery.
Yeah.
Then that's what Americans eat, like.
Yeah, they love it.
Well, it was my like first time ever seeing like people eating celery with peanut butter.
Yeah.
So I was like, does people really like this snack, and like I wasn't sure about it, but like my host grandmother like told me to prepare for it, so I was like, okay, then. Well, I wasn't sure if people really eat that, you know.
No, people love it.
Yeah, it's people like love it.
It's like a snack for them. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Japanese people hate celery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and...
I mean, I like it, but like...
You like it? Mm-hmm. All the Japanese students, all the 日本人 高校留学生 in the college that I went, we all hated celery.
Oh yeah.
And we had this like little debate about how celery is gross.
What? I like celery, but like I don't, to be honest, I don't see the
appeal of it.
Appeal with like peanut butter.
Yeah, it's not like a snack worthy.
Mm.
Yeah, I get it. It's not gross. Mm. It's not gross, but like なんていうのなんか it has this like scent, like that goes through your nose that I don't like about celery.
Mm.
But my American friends were like, it's literally just water.
What? It's not.
It literally just tastes like water. And I'm like, no, it doesn't.
But that was the one of the culture shock I had like in Thanksgiving, that like Americans like actually eat like veggies as snack.
Yeah,
like celery, the carrots. Yeah,
that's
true. What we don't do in Japan, like.
Yeah.
So after 1 year in Oregon, like I like started loving eating like carrots and celery as snacks.
Yeah, same.
And they like sell like tiny carrots in like supermarket as well, like.
Uh-huh.
But in Japan, like we have to like cut carrots in like tiny pieces if you want to eat as a snack. So. That's kind of inconvenient.
Yeah. Do you know the origin of the tiny carrots?
No.
I forgot who invented it, but like there were a lot of like defected carrots that the farmers weren't able to sell because like it's just like a weird shape or something. There's nothing wrong with the product itself, but it's defected, so they couldn't sell it. So this person like gathered all the carrots and turned them into mini carrots. To see if there's any like attraction to it, and then it was a hit, and after that people started eating like mini carrots. And
oh, so you're saying like that tiny carrot is not something you carved the actual carrots, but like they like smushed carrots into tiny pieces and like combined it?
No. they carve it into tiny carrots.
Okay.
You know, You don't smush it and like put it into a tiny carrot like a IKEA no kagu mitaina.
And I thought you were gonna say that's not real carrots, like you're eating like fake carrots.
It's real carrots, okay. People.
Okay.
Yeah. But we love baby carrots over there. It's convenient though, and it's healthy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But you don't like celery?
No. I wish I did though. But I just can't get over the smell, the scent. I don't know. But anyway, where were we?
Thanksgiving in the States.
That you were making the celery
with
snack.
Peanut butter, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the memory back in States.
Mm-hmm.
And...
You know, like, the preparation part is takes so long.
Mm.
Like, people start preparing for it, like, a day, 2 days early.
Because
they have to, like, put the turkey in the oven for, like, 12 hours or something. To tenderize it in low heat for so long or something. And, like, whenever I see, like, those vloggers preparing for the food, I'm like, there's no way I can do all that myself. So, it's a pretty big deal.
But you know, in Japan, like, I don't cook it, but like, people make osechi. That's kind of like same, like, toughness, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Mm. But our family just buys it.
Yeah, same.
my grandma makes it though.
Mm.
But we don't.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't buy osechi like these days.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad, like, you know, as the generation gets younger, like, we kind of lose our tradition. Like, it's not like losing it, but we start, younger generations like us don't really know how to prepare things or make traditional, like, osechi or stuff like that. And it's kind of sad when you think about it.
True, true.
Yeah. 大事にしなきゃね、伝統は。
そうだ、そうだね。
そうだね。
大事にしよう。
何の話してるんだ？
そうね。
So
what did you do in Thanksgiving when you were in... Wait, I always forget which state...
Colorado?
Colorado, yeah. Colorado.
Do you always mix it with, like, Colombia or no?
Colorado or Minnesota.
So random.
I know.
It's not even C.
I don't know why, but yeah, Colorado.
When I first discovered that I was going to Colorado, I didn't know where Colorado was.
Mm.
So I always mixed it up with Colombia, and I was like, wait, was it Colombia or Colorado? But anyway, well, for the Thanksgiving week, I was over at Denver with my best friend, who is studying abroad in Texas.
Mm.
So we just met up over at Denver, and we spent the week there just walking around, exploring the city and whatnot. So we didn't really do anything like Thanksgiving, traditional, like, Thanksgiving family gathering thing during the Thanksgiving break itself. But the week before the break or something, you know, I was in the Christian group club thing. So, and, you know, they always do this, like, family dinner thing. So for Thanksgiving, they served us all this, like, Thanksgiving food. So they had, like, turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and cranberry jam and gravy and all that. So I had a fun time, like, gathering with a large group of people celebrating Thanksgiving together for that time. But I didn't really go to, like, anyone's house and, like, do, like, a family gathering thing.
Mm.
But still, it was really fun. We did, like, a little crafting too, like, making, like, a turkey hat. And
What's even turkey hat?
Like, just, like, a... like a hat made out of, like, paper, like, brown paper, and, like, you glue, like, googly eyes and whatnot, and just, like, make, like, a turkey hat. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it for Thanksgiving. I don't remember anything from the time I was living in San Diego when I was little. I think we did something, like, the neighborhood that I lived in, there were a lot of kids my age. So all the neighbors were really close to each other. And, like, every holiday, we would just gather together and do activities together. So I bet, like, for Thanksgiving, we all, like, cooked food together and celebrated together and whatnot, I think. But I don't really remember. And in Denver, we didn't really do much. We kept exploring the same place, and we were like, we don't know what to do anymore. I don't know. I went to Uniqlo and bought some socks.
Okay, sounds fun.
Yeah, but, like, we felt kind of left out from, like, all the festivity, like, Thanksgiving-y things. So we went into Hard Rock Cafe and ate Thanksgiving plate because they had it on the menu. But that's pretty much, like, what I did.
So you just enjoyed a full break?
Pretty much, yeah. It wasn't really Thanksgiving for me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for, like, exchange student to, like, have actual, like, Thanksgiving experience.
Yeah.
If you don't have, like, friend local city.
Unless, you know, you ask your close friend if you can, like, stay at their place for the week. Because, you know, most students get kicked out from the dorm, so you have to, you know, travel or find a place to stay. So if you're lucky enough and if you're brave enough to ask someone if you can stay at their house, then, like, you'll get to have, like, those Thanksgiving experience. Which I recommend, honestly. It was kind of sad. Like, me and my best friend had, like, a fun time in Denver. But it was kind of sad. Like, we were feeling a bit of a FOMO, you know?
True.
Yeah, like, everyone's gathering around with family and we don't have family.
Yeah, that's what I've how I felt back in freshman year in college too.
Yeah,
I was living in dorm, and we don't kick out from dorm during Thanksgiving week. But all the, like, Canadian friends are, like, flew back to, like, their hometown or like back in, like, Toronto, like, family's place. And all the, like, international students are the only ones, like, who had to stay in the dorm
with
their family.
Yeah,
that was kind of sad, but yeah.
Did you guys all gather up and, like, have a feast?
Yeah. So, as I said before, like, we didn't have kitchen in our dorm, so we couldn't, like, cook. But the cafeteria purposed the Thanksgiving, like, plates for us. So, we ate turkeys and cranberries and all the stuffs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I had one Canadian friend whose, like, family hometown is about, like, 2 hours bus light from Toronto. So he invited, like, all the international friends to his family's Thanksgiving, like, party. So we went to his family's, like, house, and we did celebrate Thanksgiving with his family.
That's really sweet.
And it was so sweet. Yeah.
How many of you guys?
Wait, 5, including myself. Bad. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. His, like, his house was huge.
That's nice. Oh yeah. The first 3 days, I didn't have my best friend with me. Like, she hasn't arrived in Denver yet. So I had nowhere to stay for 3 days. So I asked, like, I posted on my Facebook. I don't use Facebook anymore, but back then I was using Facebook, and I posted, like, well, pretty much, I'm going to be homeless for 3 days. Like, can
help me.
Yeah. Can anyone, like, let me stay at their house or whatnot? Like, can anyone help me? Basically. And, so I say to this lady who was, like, organizing the Christian group, because she lived in Denver, so she let me stay at her house for, like, 2 or 3 nights. So that was nice, but at the same time, I felt really, like a stranger in the house. Like, I didn't really enjoy the stay. Like, they're super nice people. I have no complaints about the people. And there were a lot of dogs, so, like, it was chaotic.
Okay.
I had fun nonetheless, but, like, you know, I am a stranger. And, like, I don't really know anyone. So I was kind of awkward the whole time and kind of felt lonely.
Again.
Even though I was, like, surrounded by all these people, I was like, okay, I can't wait for my best friend to get here. But, like, yeah, they were super nice. And I'm grateful that they let me stay there. But yeah. And one of my friend's dad has this, like, restaurant in the city. So he invited me there to have, like, lunch or dinner together with. And we just drove around the town and explored together. And yeah, that was pretty much the week, my fall break. Nothing too exciting.
Wait, how many days do you have?
The whole 5 days.
Oh, okay.
So 9 days off, I guess. Yeah. What about you?
I think same for me. Is it? Yeah, I think we had. So I don't know why, but in U of T, fall break is called leading week. But we don't lead. We just enjoy having, like, fall break. Yeah, escaping from, like, study days. And we had, 5 days. Actually, it's November 6th to 10th is, 5 days. So we had...
It's the first week of November? Second week? I think for me was the fourth week, because Thanksgiving is fourth Tuesday in November.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like 1 or 2 weeks before finals?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So you go back to school, and then the next week is pretty much finals.
Mm. So for some students, like, they cannot enjoy Thanksgiving holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. For us, like, it's kind of middle of the midterm season, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's after midterm, right?
In between midterm season.
In between?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, like, in U of T, like, midterm season continues for, like, for a month.
Uh-huh.
So, technically, whole November is, like, midterm season.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. So, that's it never, tough. Like, finished.
Uh-huh. So you get a little bit of break.
Yeah, but most of people like go for traveling or like go back to their families if they're Canadians or like Americans. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably why it's called Reading Week.
They want us to study.
Well, not necessarily want you guys to study, but like since it's in the middle of midterm, they don't want you guys to like completely let loose.
Don't know. Yeah, I think the purpose of the leading weeks is to like, I don't know, to like focus on studying for like getting ready for midterms.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's not break, sir. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So in my first year, like I didn't go to anywhere. I just went to my friend's family house.
Mm-hmm.
But after second year, like, I went for traveling with my friends all the time during the leading week.
Where did you go?
In my second year, I went to New York with my friend. And in my third year, went to Montreal.
Mm.
But I had Boschetti right after leading week. So I was, like, lighting all the entry seat, ESU. On my way to Montreal. And that was kind of sad. But yeah.
Oh, that's true. Mosugu Boschetti ne. And 2 weeks this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. But when I went to Boschetti, it was like from October 30th to like November 2nd or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like at the end of October, early November. But this year is like in the middle of November.
Oh.
Well, in other words, like, if you're studying abroad in the States, if you finish Boschetti, you'll have Thanksgiving break. So maybe that'll be something to, you know, keep yourself motivated and, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Boschetti 終わったら一週間休みだぜみたいな。
Yeah. Yeah, because for us, I think for American college students as well, but, like, it's literally, like, during midterm season, so.
That's true, yeah.
But. Yeah, I just went to Montreal with my friend. And in my last year, I went to Florida, the Disney World. Yeah.
That's nice.
And like me and my friends were like always talking about to see the Aurora. Aurora wa hatsu
wa wakannai. It's called Northern Lights or Aurora. Aurora.
Northern Light? To see the Northern Light. Well, like, in November, like, actually, in Toronto, like, we got the temperatures getting, like, negative degrees. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're like, why do we have to go to, like, more, like, colder area, like, to see the Northern Light? Then we're like, no, just go to, like, more, like, warmer places.
Mm-hmm.
So we always choose, like, Florida or, like, some people go to Mexico.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I technically like travel to like 3 different countries during leading week, aka full break.
I would have loved to go to like Hawaii. I don't know why I didn't think of Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah?
That's where I should have gone. But I don't know. Me and my friend were planning on going somewhere else. But we cheaped out. And we're like, let's just stay in Denver.
Wait, is it like close from Colorado to Hawaii?
Colorado to Hawaii?
Because it's super far away from Toronto to Hawaii, so.
I don't think it's that far. Mm. Probably like 9 hours-ish. Oh. 9-10 hours, mm. I think. I think it's like 7 hours from like LAX or something. Mm. 7-8. So from Colorado, it's like probably 8-10 mm. around that time.
Yeah, because for us, we have to like transit at LA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take, I don't know, like 7 to 8 hours, I think.
There's no direct flight?
No.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think there's no direct flight, yeah. So, it's going to take about, like, more than 10 hours, so.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually went to Hawaii, but it wasn't during fall break.
Was it, like, winter break?
It's not even winter break.
Where did you go? Summer break?
No, there was a time where I was so like a mental break, and it was like during my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
But so my mother was like, oh, should we like meet up in Hawaii?
And, oh, that's sweet.
Because you're so like mental break right now. So like, I'm so worried about you. And I was like, Hawaii? Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So like, I think I took like 2-3 days off from uni. And mm-hmm. I take a like short break from uni and went to Hawaii.
Oh, so didn't attend like classes.
Yeah. I skipped like whole 3 days, I guess. Yeah.
It's important. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes mental health break is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your mother is so sweet.
Yeah. But you know, like from Toronto to LA, it was like roughly like 7 hours flight, but like it was okay. But in LA, my flight to Hawaii got delayed for like more than 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, like from Toronto to Hawaii, it took like more than like 15 hours.
It's not even 15. Probably like it took you like 20 hours.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go delayed and delayed and delayed forever. And I was like, mm-hmm. and there's nothing to do in Lux, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like such a huge like airport, but like there's nothing to do. Like there's no any like, there was maybe a hotel, but like I wasn't expected my flight to get delayed that long.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just like stayed in the terminal
mm-hmm.
and for like 5 hours, 5 to 6 hours. And, mm-hmm. and they gave us like tiny water and like literally tiny like water.
Yeah, you know, like
and snuck.
If that happens, mm-hmm. like for like a Japanese airline, mm-hmm. any Japanese airline, mm-hmm. Anajaru, whatever, like they'll do the most,
yeah.
like customer service. Mm-hmm. They'll do anything to accommodate mm-hmm. for these poor guests. Mm-hmm. But no, it's not like that in the States at all. They will do the not even the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, "Oh, sorry, no flights. Okay, you figure out your shit alone."
Mm-hmm.
And you're like stranded out of nowhere.
I know.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, they didn't like even give us some like coupons or like
vouchers.
Yeah, vouchers or like yeah. Yeah, yeah, there wasn't any other like cost any support after that.
You know, if the flight gets like delayed for a certain amount of time, there are like always like a company policy or something. Mm. So if you know all those details, mm-hmm. you can go to the desk and be like, since my flight got this many hours delayed, you owe me like all my money back, mm-hmm. or even like double the amount of money back or mm-hmm. something. So you know those TikTokers, I guess,
yeah.
like lawyer TikTokers, mm-hmm. who just like makes videos mm-hmm. about those like airport policies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So like I sometimes like save those videos in case like anything like that ever happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
My flight was 2 hours late. You owe me like $1,500 or something.
Whoa.
But it's, you know, it's different. Like knowing that and not knowing that is really different, I think.
Mm-hmm. And since LA to Hawaii is, of course, the domestic flight, mm-hmm. I didn't get to have in-flight meal.
Really?
Yeah. And they gave us, like, some, like, peanuts and, like, just, like, tiny snacks.
Well, that's it?
Yeah. And so I was starving AF. Like, after, like, I got to Hawaii and met my mother,
mm-hmm.
I was like, do you have anything to eat?
We need to go right now.
Yeah, I'm starving as fuck.
Well, that sucks. Mm. I didn't know they didn't give you, like, meals.
No.
Because it's like 7 hours. Mm. That's pretty much international flight.
I know, right? Yeah.
That sucks.
There wasn't like in-flight meal.
Oh, Japanese airlines are the best. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah, not sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. So this isn't about Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving week, but the day after I came back from the Thanksgiving break, the first day of back to school, I got so depressed for some reason. Mm. I think it's because like I had such a fun week with my friend and then like back to reality. For some reason, I woke up like I couldn't get up. And it wasn't like I couldn't get up like physically. It was just it was all mental. Mm-hmm. Like it was all mentally. I just could not wake up. I couldn't stop crying either for some reason. So I was just having one of those days. And it was a pretty rough day. Even my roommate realized that I wasn't getting up. And like at the end of the day, she was like, "Are you okay? Like I noticed you didn't like get up at all." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm good now." But yeah, it was just it was a weird funk for a day, you know, because when I got there in late August, the only thing I was looking forward to was that Thanksgiving break. So for like 3 months, I was looking forward to that. And those 3 months felt so long and I hated it so much. And then I finally got to see my friend and we finally got to have fun and get away from all the stress and all the schoolwork and stuff. And then I came back and I'm like, oh,
I know.
It was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But what saved me is later that night or evening, I had this tournament, badminton tournament.
So suddenly.
Okay. I forgot about it, actually, because I was so depressed. But my partner, she texted me. She was like, "Are you ready for the tournament?" And I was like, "Oh, shit. Like, I forgot about that." And
oh, you signed up for it for that?
Yeah, I signed up for it, okay, and it was the final.
How did you forget about it?
there weren't many teams to begin with, so it was a small tournament.
okay.
But yeah, I forgot about it, and I really didn't want to go. I was like, "There's no way I can get up." If I was doing like shinguruzu, like singles, not doubles, if that's what it's called in English,
maybe
daburusu to shinguruzu ne. I was doing daburusu with my partner, so if I didn't have a partner and I was doing singles, I don't think I would have gone. But I didn't want, like, you know, I didn't want to cause any, nanteino, meo kaketaku nakatta kara. So I just got my ass out of the bed and got ready and went to the gym, and I got better. You know, sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes, like, you dwell on your feelings and, like, you feel like you're just mentally drained and, like, you can't do anything. But I'm not saying, like, doing this will always help you, because I know that's not the case. But sometimes if you just, like, get up and try to do something and try to be active and be around with people, that's what will like get you out of that funk. So that tournament really saved me, because I genuinely feel like if I didn't have that tournament, I would have been depressed for like a week or 2 weeks or however long, I don't know. But yeah, I got my friends came to cheer on us, and like I did like 3-4 matches, and we won.
You won.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won. So that was even better. So we won. We got free t-shirts. And after that, we went to Sonic to get some ice cream. And overall, I got to turn around the day and make it better. So thank God for that tournament. But for that day, I was really depressed. I didn't go to any of the classes. Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. And I feel like a lot of students in general, not just exchange students, experience this, actually. Because, you know, you just had that highs with your friends and a week off and then back to reality.
Yeah, that's true. But you have to, like, face to the reality.
Which sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes, like, not being in your room and trying to be social and not stay, like, because, you know, you can have a bad day and whatnot, but if you keep yourself in that kind of dark emotions, then nothing's gonna get better. But sometimes you just have to force yourself to get out of it, you know? And that's what I kind of learned from that experience, honestly.
Life lesson.
Yeah. I think it was a necessary thing for me to go through, I feel like. Did you have, like, any of those episodes? Like, any depressing episodes, like, after holidays or breaks?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing as Golden Week, you know, people are kind of depressed. And or after just any big breaks, people tend to just get kind of down, you know?
So I went back to Japan, like, whole summer during summer vacation in my third year. Because I had to, like, internship. Well, after I came back from Japan, like, I got so depressed about, like, why do I have to study this hard, you know?
Oh, after you went back to Canada from Japan?
Yeah. And I met all the, like, I met all the, like, Japanese, like, college students back in Japan. Like, I met, like, new friends from other, like, Japanese universities. And they're like, oh, I don't have any more classes during, like, senior year. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Then, like, after I came back from Japan, like, I started, like, my senior year in U of T. And that was one of the hardest time in my uni life. So I was like, oh, why do I have to, like, study this much while, like, all the Japanese students don't have any classes in senior year. So I was like,
I mean, it depends on the kind of gakubu you're in and the kind of field you're studying. But a lot of us only have, like, one or two classes in senior years, and I was one of them. So it was pretty easy. And plus, it was in the middle of pandemic, so we literally didn't have anything to do. So we were literally hima.
Yeah, I think all the Japanese student I met at the internship is from Keizai Gakubu, like econs. So I think that's why, like, they didn't have that much classes during senior year. Yeah. I'm not sure about, like, science people, so.
Yeah, 理系ね, 理学部, 医学部, そこら辺, I don't know. I bet they're busy. So many people, especially the ones that are going to go to grad school, they're pretty much going to be, like, trapped into the 研究室, なんて言うっけ?
Lab?
The lab, yeah. Because a few of my friends were. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm like, fighting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that depressed because that's, like, my reality. So I have to, like, face to my reality of, like, going through with my senior year. So
you were depressed all the time.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, and so I shouldn't, like, compare to, like, Japanese, like, college students, but, like, yeah, they're like, I don't have any other classes during senior, so all I'm gonna do is, like, travel around the world. And I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
I wanna travel with you guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's different. How many classes did you have in your senior year?
5 classes per semester.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna be busy.
It's just standard in U of T. Yeah, people take at least, like, 4 to 5 classes every semester since freshman year to senior year.
It kind of ties to the last episode that where we talked about our major and minor and stuff. Because a lot of people, it's not usual, but it's also not very that common to graduate within 4 years, right? So a lot of students still have to take a lot of other classes in order to graduate. So I guess that's one reason why, you know, like, after we recorded the last episode, I was thinking about, you know, there's no such thing as gakubu over there. Because in that episode, I was kind of talking about gakubu as senko and gakka as fukusenko. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, no. That's not even a thing. Gakubu is not even a thing in the States and Canada. I don't know about other countries, but...
I mean, we have department.
Well, but it's like big, right?
No, within that department, there are like several majors and minors.
Yeah, right? Because like if it's business, it's not like everyone in that business department is going to like take the same class or going to be provided like these classes. And like you have to take certain classes from those options, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't belong to department.
Yeah, exactly. You don't belong to a department. But here, gakubu is a department and you belong to a gakubu. You belong to a gakka. But senko and fukusenko is not something that you belong to. So that's what I was like thinking about after we recorded the episode. And I was editing it and I was like, you know, I should have just like clarified a little bit more because I was kind of confused in my head too.
Yeah, that's true. Like you don't apply to the department when you first apply to uni. Like in U of T, there's like more bigger scale of department, and most of the department, including major and minors, belong to arts and science. No, there is a like department called arts and science.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so most of students apply to arts and science. But other than that, if you want to study engineering and business, you apply to the specific department. I think engineering and business, I think that's two. Those two, yeah.
I feel like if you want to study art, as in like the art form, that's the only thing that I can think of where you belong, if that makes sense.
We had architecture as well.
Yeah. Architecture and like theater and stuff like that. I feel like those, like creative.
Yeah. But theater is in arts and science.
Oh. See, I don't know.
Yeah, it's so complicated.
Yeah, I feel like the term art is so broadly used in college. I don't get it.
Yeah, if you want to talk about like art, like painting and stuff, it's visual art. And actually, bunke is arts. A-R-T-S.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So
until like last year when you were talking about it. And I was like, arts?
So it's not art. It's arts.
Oh, it's arts. why?
Or people say humanities. Should we stop talking about this?
You know, I made the reel in the TikTok for it, and it blew up both on Instagram and TikTok. And there are a lot of comments saying like, yeah, but you also say this for bunke as well. And I got so confused. Like, you know what? I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I feel like we got complained about.
I know. I'm like,
the fact.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So that was our Thanksgiving fall break episode. We talked about a bunch of other stuff at the end too, like always.
Yeah, as always.
As always. But if you have any plans for Thanksgiving or fall break, you can comment like under individual episodes if you listen from Spotify. So please let us know. And also, I discovered something on Spotify last week. If you go to Spotify, you can see all the transcripts.
Oh, yeah?
For the pod. Yeah, you can. Oh. You can see all the transcripts. They do it for you. It's auto, so like it's not 100% correct, but it's still good enough in my opinion. So if you've been wanting like the transcript, like the English transcript for our episodes, I guess you can go on Spotify and scroll down and look at it while you're listening to it if you're interested in that. Funny enough, like 70% of our listeners listen from Apple Podcast. Yeah. So if you're on Spotify or, you know, if you have Spotify, I recommend if you go on Spotify and just look at the transcript. But anyway, if you have any other suggestions, topics, questions, anything like that, please let us know in our Google form. We post like updates and reels and stuff on Instagram. So if you can follow us over there, that'll be great too. I never do this. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah. You being so professional.
I know. I don't know why I do this.
Suddenly.
I know. But anyway.
I was so shocked. Good job, Mizuki-chan.
Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, that is it for today's episode. And we'll catch you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.